Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with a slight chance of rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 60. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 34. Highs around 64 tomorrow. Ample sunshine and dry Saturday and Sunday. Low 70s. Saturday, low 80s by Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Police say a 19-year-old man is dead after falling from a window at a Kansas State University fraternity. Jake Flyshaker fell out of a second-story window early Saturday morning. He was rushed to the hospital with serious head injuries where he later died. Riley County Police say the incident is still under investigation. House Republicans postpone a planned vote on the farm bill. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it will now be sent back to committee so negotiations can continue. Lawmakers hope to bring the farm bill back to the floor next month. Governor Kelly vetoes a bill mandating recess and annual fitness tests in schools. Kelly says she supports both measures, but the state should wait for additional federal guidance. Since the legislative session is over, the veto cannot be overridden. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Women in Government Board Chair. Alzheimer's disease often starts subtly with a memory slip, lost word, or forgotten appointment. For patients experiencing memory and thinking issues, there are FDA-cleared blood biomarker tests that can help detect the buildup of proteins in the brain that can lead to the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. That's why early detection and diagnosis are so important. Sharing details about your memory and thinking issues with your doctor can help determine if testing is right for you. Find more at womeningovernment.org.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Students and community members in Hays got a firsthand look at military service this week as the Kansas National Guard brought in Black Hawk helicopters for a special recruiting visit at Hays High School. The event gave people from Hays, along with visitors from Pratt, Salina, and Great Bend, the chance to take short flights over the city and learn more about what the National Guard offers. The goal was simple: connect with the community and show what service can look like up close. Leaders with the Guard highlighted several benefits of joining, including part-time service just 2 days a month, along with pay, health care coverage, retirement options, and education assistance that can help cover college costs for members and even their children. They also shared an update on a major investment in the area, a new $19.3 million armory currently under construction in Hays, expected to be completed next year and include a full-time maintenance facility. The Guard is currently recruiting Kansans between the ages of 18 and 42, offering opportunities that combine military service, education, and civilian career paths. Officials also emphasized the Guard's role across the state, from responding to emergencies like wildfires and winter storms to helping during the pandemic. Along with domestic support, the Guard also serves as a reserve force for the U.S. Army. The visit wrapped up with a real-world example, highlighting a Hays High student teacher who is using National Guard programs to pay for college while building a future career in education. A reported bomb threat that forced the evacuation of the Walmart in Goodland is now under investigation, and the store is expected to reopen today. Authorities say the threat came in around 2:30 Wednesday afternoon when an unidentified person contacted the store and claimed multiple pipe bombs were inside, threatening to detonate them. The Goodland Police Department, along with several local and state agencies, quickly responded to the scene. The store was safely evacuated. Nearby roads were temporarily closed and no injuries were reported. A special canine unit from the Kansas Highway Patrol conducted a thorough search of the building. Investigators say no suspicious devices were found. Additional agencies assisting included the Sherman County Sheriff's Office and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. Authorities say they're aware of similar threats reported at Walmart locations in other states. The incident remains under active investigation. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Goodland Police Department. The 67th Annual Western Kansas Technology Education Fair, showcasing outstanding middle and high school student projects, will be held at Gross Memorial Coliseum on Friday, May 1st. This event highlights a wide range of student work, including furniture and woodworking, CAD design, metalworking, and other innovative technology projects developed throughout the school year. The public is invited to attend free of charge and experience the creativity, craftsmanship, and technical skills of students from across the region. Doors open at 8 a.m. and projects will be on display throughout the day, culminating in an awards program at 3:30. For additional news and information about Fort Hays State University, go to fhsu.edu/universitycommunications. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
Jerry Moran and Angus King have introduced bipartisan legislation aimed at strengthening the workforce at the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. The proposal, known as the Optimizing the VA Workforce for Veterans Act, would require the VA to create a long-term workforce strategy designed to better align staffing with the current and future needs of veterans seeking health care and benefits. The plan would include detailed projections down to the local level and follow industry best practices to improve efficiency and outcomes. The legislation also calls for the VA to set clear goals for recruiting and retaining workers, including veterans, military spouses, caregivers, and survivors, while also reducing the time it takes to hire and onboard new employees. Supporters say the effort is focused on ensuring veterans receive timely, high-quality care and services, while also addressing ongoing staffing shortages within the VA system. The bill would further require the agency to notify Congress ahead of any major staffing changes or reductions and outline the potential impact of those decisions. Veterans advocacy groups, including AMVETS, the Nurses Organization of Veterans Affairs, and Paralyzed Veterans of America, have expressed support for the legislation, pointing to the need for a more strategic and forward-looking approach to staffing that keeps pace with the evolving needs of veterans nationwide. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation arrested a Cheyenne County emergency dispatcher following an investigation into the physical abuse of children. On September 4, 2025, the Cheyenne County Sheriff's Office requested KBI assistance after receiving a report of child abuse. At the time of the alleged abuse, the mother of the children, Jamie Keeney, age 49, of St. Francis, was employed as a dispatcher for Cheyenne County. While the investigation took place, the children were placed in protective custody. On April 28th of 2026, Keeney and her son, Maxim Quimby, age 20, of Goodland, were arrested for child abuse. KBI agents executed two arrest warrants. Keeney was arrested in St. Francis for two counts of abuse of a child and two counts of aggravated endangering a child. She was booked into the Rollins County Sheriff's Office Detention Center. Quimby was arrested in Goodland for two counts of abuse of a child and two counts of aggravated endangering a child. He was booked into the Sherman County Sheriff's Office Detention Center. All suspects are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. This investigation is ongoing. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. A USDA senior official recently provided an example of implementation and coordination of aspects of the department's One Farmer, One File initiative. Rod Bain has the details.
One Farmer, One File, USDA's initiative to streamline producer records and data and create greater efficiencies and customer service within the department's farm production and conservation mission area. One way to do so, according to FPAC Undersecretary Richard Fordyce, is developing
the geospatial mapping platform, where everything that NRCS is doing, from conservation planning to actual technical assistance on a farm, is looking and pulling information from exactly the same file that a PA and FSA is doing when they're doing an acreage report, or they're doing something which will be the same file that RMA, the AIPs are looking at. So everybody is looking at exactly the same thing in exactly the same real time.
Piloting a modernized acreage reporting component is underway in several counties across the nation. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
And the latest U.S. Drought Monitor map for Kansas does show drought continuing to tighten its grip in the western and central parts of the state. Over 57% of the state now in drought conditions, with 37.5% of the state in the D2 to D4 severe and extreme to exceptional drought categories. The majority of that into most of southwest Kansas, good portion of north central Kansas or northwest Kansas, and portions of central Kansas as well, where the copious amounts of rains fell in the eastern part of the state. We are seeing no issues at this time. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Through the end of your work week, a pair of upper-level troughs of low pressure will keep temperatures on the cooler side of average for this time of year. Along with that, a chance for some light rain activity with possibly a few embedded thundershowers at times from central into western portions of Kansas, but thankfully not expecting any severe weather. The better chance at picking up a quarter to a half inch of rain the next couple of days, especially from west central into northwestern portions of Kansas. Much of the remainder of the state, though, expecting less than a tenth of an inch of any rainfall, and then conditions looking to completely dry out into your weekend, with those temperatures gradually climbing back above average later this weekend. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, cloud cover to start with scattered showers and thundershowers. Could see some partial sunshine by late in the day with high temperatures in the middle to upper 50s. We'll have our winds turning to the northeast at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. For north central Kansas, a chance for some scattered showers, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy skies, high temperatures approaching the middle 60s. With our winds turning to the northwest at 5 to 15. Into northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, partly to mostly cloudy skies with high temperatures climbing up into the middle 60s. And we'll have our winds turning to the west at 5 to 10. For southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, at least some partial sunshine with high temperatures working up into the mid 60s. Winds turn to the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. For south central Kansas, a chance for some scattered showers, otherwise mostly cloudy, with highs in the middle to upper 60s. Winds variable 5 to 10. For southwestern Kansas, rain showers likely, will have highs in the upper 50s to near 60 degrees, north to northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Kansas Farm Bureau is accepting applications for its Rural Minds Matter Advocate of the Year and Young Advocate of the Year awards to shed light on the importance of mental health advocacy in underserved areas. These awards will go to compassionate and caring advocates who are dedicated to improving lives in their communities by comforting those in silent struggles and having conversations that break the stigma surrounding mental health, ensuring no one has to face their battle alone. Winners will receive recognition at Kansas Farm Bureau conferences this winter, in addition to a cash prize of $2,000 to further their mental health advocacy efforts. Nomination or applications for the awards are due July 17th. For more information and additional resources, visit kfb.org/ruralmindsmatter and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
This is Jan Teen for Norton Livestock Market with the herd of consignments for a regular sale today starting at 1 o'clock. Into breeding stock and baby calves, we'll sell drop-in consignments with most of the breeding stock deferring to next week's specials of bred stock cow and pair sale along with our regular sale. In the calves and feeders, here's 56 mostly black steers and heifers. Long time wean, two rounds of shots. The heifers are guaranteed open, 675 to 900. 16 black steers and heifers wean 30 days plus. One round of shots, bunk broke at 425 to 575. 29 Hereford steers at 8 to 1050. 13 black and red steers at 875. 12 black heifers at 6 to 6.5. 11 black and red bulls and heifers off the cow. Had a shot at birth, 350 to 450. 17 black and red bulls and heifers. Weaned 30 days, all natural at 300 to 550. 25 mixed color steers and heifers. Weaned a long time at 500 to 550. We'd be expecting a normal try to run away cows and bulls, and we're expecting more consignments of all classic cattle by sale time. Hope to see you at the auction. Thank you.